So welcome to the third episode of Property with Vitali. This is a podcast where we drink tea with Vitali and chat property investment with Vitali. How are you, Vitali?
Great, thank you very much. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, good. What tea are you drinking today? Have you got a tea this morning?
Yes.
Yorkshire
well,
tea?
Well, I'm drinking herbal tea.
Herbal tea? What kind of herbal tea?
Lemon and ginger. Cool. I like the spice sort of thing.
The spice?
And honey.
Honey, that sounds nice.
Yeah, instead of sugar.
Honey instead of sugar. Very good.
Yeah.
I always drink coffee in the morning, first thing, coffee, and then I save my tea for later. In the afternoon, I have a tea in the afternoon.
Yeah, I had it this morning, coffee already with the condensed milk. That's what I like, really. Coffee with condensed milk.
Coffee with condensed milk. I remember now. I remember from last
It's really
night.
Good.
Yeah, I do like coffee and condensed milk. So my name is Lee of LeeLaunches.com, and I know nothing about property investment, and I quiz Vitali every month to find out everything Vitali knows about property investments. Every month, we will be discussing a range of topics to do with property investment, everything from how to get into property investment to best tips on investing in a fixer-upper and how to find good property deals to invest in. And in this episode, we're going to be discussing five tips to identify a renovation property project. So let's get into the podcast. So Vitali, for anybody who is looking to identify a renovation property project, where would you say is the best place to find a property to refurbish?
The first thing is where to find, in terms of not the area, but where to find the properties. So a couple of places where people would go to directly state, well, the best way, go to direct vendor, basically. When you find a property, maybe on your street, maybe, well, anywhere, and you go to direct to vendor, that's the best place where you can find a property. Second one is like a Rightmove, Zoopla, Gumtree, because Gumtree is good place to find rundown properties, because you can, you know, you can imagine if people put it onto the Gumtree, they must be quite desperate to sell their property. That's the portals where you can find the property. But in terms of the area, if you're thinking where is the best area to invest, to buy rundown property, renovate, and then resale or rent, it actually doesn't exist such as a gold area where you can buy, and it basically works everywhere in any area. The main thing is, if you've done your numbers right, if you've done your research, if it's a demand in the area, sale demand, then it would work anywhere, any place, any town, any city. That's the beauty about the renovating the property. Because, for example, HMO would not work everywhere. It has to be in the city, towns, close to universities or hospitals or this sort of places. But to buy a place to renovate, add the value to the property, it would work anywhere, pretty much.
So having what we talked about in the last episode, where we talked about different property types, that's quite key, knowing what kind of property investment you're buying for. Is what you're saying as well.
Yes.
If you're listening and you didn't listen to the last episode, make sure you go back and listen where we talked about different property types. So once an investor has found a property they think they want to buy, how can they check the property before viewing?
Well, especially today, these days, yeah, it's online viewing. It's quite good as well. Well, of course, it's not the best. The best would be visit the property. Now you can do online viewing. And also pictures. Now, of course, not all properties. Sometimes you can see a picture, especially if you're looking particular for to renovate property. Sometimes, because property is in such a terrible condition, state agent would put just the front of the building, just the one picture. Yeah. You can't see what's going on inside. Yeah. Of course, it's more difficult. So you have to ring state agent and ask questions. Maybe they have more pictures, or they can, and they can email to you. Otherwise, online viewing or a floor plan, because most of the houses on portals like Rightmove, Zoopla, you can see pictures, floor plan, and you can get some sort of feel for the property, what sort of condition, how big renovation has to be done. That's the first thing what you will have a look, maybe even before you ring the estate agent. First, just simply just have a look at pictures and get the feel if it's a right place for you to go even a view, because it's so many places. You can't view every single property. It will take you forever. But first, have a look at floor plan and pictures.
So I guess it's good to have in mind what type of property you want, like you say, so that you can avoid looking at hundreds and hundreds of properties. You should be looking at ones that fit the type that you're looking for.
You definitely will save time for yourself, so you can filter. If you see it's some sort of potentials in this particular property, then call estate agent and book the viewing.
When viewing a property, what are the main things an investor should be looking for?
A couple of things, very important to have a look. Well, first of all, I would say structurally, if a building, just have a look for a big cracks, not cosmetic cracks, because obviously you will see every pretty much property, you will find a small cosmetic cracks. But I'm talking about big cracks, like a structural movement. That's the first thing. Second, roof, just go outside, maybe cross the road and have a look from distance. This property, line of the roof, if it's in line or it's maybe bent, so it will tell you structural the roof may be not very good, maybe missing tiles, maybe external cracks. So that's very, because these sort of things can cost you a lot. Inside the property as well, just have a look for a damp. Damp can be, well, it's all fixable, but again, it will be, can be costly to fix. Check the boiler, for example, what condition the boiler, because boilers to refeed is as well a couple of £1,000. And electrics, because lots of properties actually I can see rewired before, not necessarily before they sell, people rewire the property, but some properties already rewired. So that sort of things, structurally, roof, structure of the building, roof, damp, boiler, this kind of stuff,
And should we also be looking at how we're going to do the refurbishment, how we're going to add value, what can be done there? Have you got some examples of how you can add value to a property?
Yes, when you go to see the property, so, of course, you need to have some sort of idea what you would like to achieve. For example, when I'm going to see view the property, I'm going to view a property, let's say, 3-bedroom house.
Yeah.
And I'm usually, when I'm looking, well, first, before even I call the estate agent, I'm looking, going through on, let's say, Rightmove, going through different properties, and I'm checking the floor plans. And I'm just thinking, first question I would usually ask myself, how I can add the value to this property with cost effective, i.e. can I add the value with an existing floor plan rather than go out or up, like into the loft or at the back of the extension, which is great, but it's more costly. But can I, for example, add another bedroom? Move maybe walls around and add another bedroom, fourth bedroom, or maybe I can move bathroom if it's a good size and put a bedroom there and then put a bathroom. Quite often you can put a bathroom between two bedrooms, like push walls a little bit. So that's very important to see. Can you add value with an existing floor plan? Because that would be, it will shoot the price up. If you bought a 3-bedroom house, add another bedroom, now it's a 4-bedroom house, price will go, you didn't spend that much money, but the price value of the property will go up very good, very well. Another way, of course, add the extension or loft conversion, but obviously it will cost you much more. So you need to when you're buying the property, make sure when you add the value, you still spend less altogether than done up value, because you don't want to spend money more than actually this property will worth.
So once we know which property we are buying and how we're going to add value, how do we go about finding a builder? And should we show the builder the property before we buy?
Well, it's a bit tricky in terms of it would be good if you haven't got much experience with renovations. It would be good to invite builder to have a look at the property, and so builder can advise you, builder can give you estimate how much it will cost. But not every builder will be willing to come and have a look if you're just thinking about buying the property. Because, you know, builder is coming basically for free, free of charge. Yeah. And some builders would charge, like some people call me and they would say, I'm looking for property and we're thinking to buy, but before we put an offer, we would like to know how much renovation will cost. So obviously, I charge money for this. Yeah. I'm saying, if you would like me to come have a look, I have to charge you for that. Of course, if people already bought the property and would like you to have a look, of course, you would not charge for that.
Where's a good place to find a builder?
Well, first we'll probably ask your neighbors, ask your friends. Ask your friends if friends already use the builder, they're happy with the builder, what sort of job, for example, if your neighbor will recommend a builder who renovated their bathroom, but you're planning to build extension, make sure this builder is actually experienced with this particular, because I heard so many horror stories when friends would recommend a builder because they've done, as I said, for example, kitchen or bathroom, but you're planning to build extension and your friend would say, yeah, he's great. And builder just, if he's not busy, he would think, I will just give a go. But he has got an experience, so it can be disaster. And also, of course, check, because another stories I heard from my clients when a friend recommend the builder, but actually friend never had experience with this builder. For example, this friend met the builder at the party. And they had a chat with the person, and this person ended up being a builder. They had a nice evening, nice chat, and your friend thought maybe, oh, it's such a nice person, and he's a builder, he must be a good builder, and then they would recommend. But actually, maybe he's not this person, but in terms of work, he may be a complete disaster. But I would recommend go to like a check a trade, trusted trade, a Federation of Master Builders. I would recommend go to them because these builders, at least you still can get a rogue builder, but at least these builders checked and vetted. And
and they'll have some on something like Check a Trader, they'll have reviews, won't they? Which can be a good way to see other people's experience, like you were saying about asking a friend. Good thing about reviews. I know reviews aren't always, you can't trust them fully, but they can be a good guide, especially if someone has lots of, I don't know, 5-star reviews, can be a good indicator of whether to use a builder or not.
I would definitely always, reviews is good, but don't rely fully on these reviews because you don't know. Just go and visit their existing projects, couple of projects, and see and speak with the client. If you can, have a chat with the client where they run renovating project. So have a chat and just ask questions. It's very important to be patient and make a proper research on the builder. It's very important because find a good builder, you will not regret.
And I imagine once you're on to your third or fourth property, you will have built up a relationship. You would have hoped to have built up a relationship with a builder that you work with regularly. And then, like you say, when you want to show them a property, they'll be happy to come because they'll know that you're going to pretty much give them the work.
And then, yeah, if you build a trust, so builder know what to expect from you and you know what to expect from builder, it's really good. Yeah, it definitely, at the beginning, you will spend a time. Same as with the properties. Yeah, you're not buying just the first property you found. You put an effort to research, put your number, make sure your number's right, because the whole idea, you would like to make a profit on the property. Same with a builder, you just be a patient and try do your best to speak with people, speak with builders, visit their property projects, speak with their existing and previous clients. And then when you will find a good builder, you definitely, your property life will be, investment life will be much easier, definitely.
So once we've found a builder and we meet them at the property, are there specific things we need to communicate to the builder?
Yes, please, just before you invite builder, so just imagine, okay, you have a property that's you're planning to renovate your house or flat. Before builder comes, please just make sure you made decision. For example, if you're married or you have a girlfriend, boyfriend, make decision together, because quite often when I come visit client, and then I'm asking, okay, what you would like to do? And they haven't got any idea, or they start, like, for example, one of them will say, I would like, I don't know, blue walls, put a blue color on the walls. Yeah. Then their partner say no, and they start arguing in front of me. So it's not very good. And then I'm, of course, as a builder, I'm confused what exactly you would like to do. Yes. So make a plan. Of course, things will change. It's very difficult to know exactly 100% what you would, but at least have some idea, some plan, what you would like to do. Are you planning to renovate bathroom, kitchen? Are you planning to, I don't know, change lighting? What sort of floor are you planning to install? Wood, tiles, or vinyl? I don't know. Same with the bedrooms. Are you planning just cosmetic, just like literally refresh walls with a paint? Or are you planning to strip the, go back to the brick and re-scheme? Of course, this kind of question you can ask builder, like what he thinks if you need go back to the brick, for example, and re-scheme. Of course, you're not a builder, you don't know. You can ask advice of the builder, that which is, yeah, you should do. But at least the idea of cosmetic sort of stuff, please be prepared. Just have a plan for the builder, so at least you know exactly what to estimate.
Great, thanks. Those are five really good tips on how to identify a renovation property project. So if you enjoyed these tips, Vitaly has put together a complete guide on what to say and what not to say to your builder. Head over to vitalygromov.com, and there's a link at the top of the page to download the guide completely for free. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Proper Tea with Vitaly. That's it for now, and we will chat to you again in a future episode.
Bye-bye.